No matter how hard we try to deny it, arguing that the shepherds referred to by Ezekiel in this text are the kings and the rulers of God's people of old. Pastors are the shepherds addressed here by the prophet today, by this prophet who speaks to us from the middle of the last millennium before Christ. Or at the very least, pastors are among the shepherds addressed here. The fact is that most of us who are or who have been or who will be pastors do tend to work harder taking care of ourselves and the flock over which we've been set than we do in truly reaching out to others, to those in need. And the sad fact is that that's what's expected of us by those whom we serve. Oh, we talk about outreach. We even talk about caring for the poor. But by that we mean outreach to those who are like us, or the poor who are on the other side of town, people to whom we can send help and not have to help ourselves. And so the people of God are scattered. The wounded member of our community becomes the subject of gossip and speculation rather than of Christian concern. The family of five has been absent from worship for some weeks now, and we wonder where they are. Soon someone will contact them to remind them that they're missed, and when they say they stayed away because of the noise their children make during worship, bothering others who have a hard time hearing but not speaking, we understand. And we don't really mean it when we say, oh, just ignore those complaints. We miss you. Come back. And soon another number of souls are lost. Let's face it. Rarely do we work to heal as the Savior would have us heal. We just ignore those who are wounded, and we therefore kill our wounded. And so this hard word of the prophet hits us very hard. But the Spirit of our God never leaves us there. Always there comes the word of forgiveness. Always there comes the word of love. St. Paul says, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. And in him, it has always been yes. And so it is that in this word of Scripture, past, present, and future merge into a single dimension of timeless fact. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. I will save my flock and they will no longer be plundered. I will place over them one shepherd. He will tend them and be their shepherd. Then they will know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them. I am your God, declares the Sovereign Lord. God himself has come to the rescue. Not only for the people of Ezekiel's time who have just now learned in Babylon that Jerusalem has fallen, but also for the people of all time who know their sinfulness and need in a world of desperation, selfishness, and self-interest. It will do no good for God simply to replace bad leaders with other human leaders. Sinful human beings just can't free themselves from the muck and the mire of sin. But that's the miracle, isn't it? He has come to the rescue. Our good shepherd has become our Savior. Jesus, by his life, suffering, death, and resurrection, has said to us, I am your God. Your sins are forgiven. You have new life. Like the dry bones of Ezekiel's later valley vision, the shepherd has refleshed us. He has given us breath. He has given us new life. The gift of his Spirit. And again he says, you know that I, the Lord, have spoken. I have done it. He gives us new life, which enables us to learn from him. He gives us a new spirit, which causes us to strengthen the weak, bind up the injured, and search for the strays. The fact is that just because we have been forgiven and are now led by our good shepherd, we now want to do these things. Alone we could never stand before the Sovereign Lord, but because of Jesus, things are different. We not only stand, by His grace, He leads us forward. We are here this morning in worship because of our need. We are here this day at the seminary to learn. We are here to be forgiven again and again and again, and then to learn some more. Now, those of us who are, or who aspire to be, or who were earthly shepherds, and those of us who are served by earthly shepherds, can be assured that our sins are forgiven. We can be assured that today's shepherds have the Good Shepherd to lead the way. And we can pray with assurance that He will continue, that we will continue to be led and fed, gathered, pastured, and settled, tended and fed with the pure milk of the gospel. When we fail in our response to this promise and assurance, and we surely will fail, when we fail in our response to the Good Shepherd by becoming self-centered and unconcerned for the lost, the hurting, and the forgotten ones of this world, the cross of Christ reminds us that forgiven, we can and must try again. Forgiven, we want to be obedient, but sinful, we fail, and still we are forgiven. And so the old covenant blends into the new. And in a world which continues to be the same old world with the same old needs, God's everlasting word resumes its ancient contours as He continues to call out, "Woe to the shepherds who only take care of themselves." And as He also continues to promise, "You, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are my people. I am your God. I am the bread of life."